Since the beginning of the Church of Latter-day Saints, more than a million Mormons have traveled the world to spread their message. Today, the church sends missionaries almost everywhere, from Cambodia to South Africa to the Dominican Republic. And before they go, many of these missionaries learn a whole new language for their upcoming work. Reporter Kavita Pillay of the podcast Subtitle follows a few missionaries as they prepare to spend 2 years in a foreign country.
Espine. 20,000 Latter-day Saints missionaries are trained here at the Mission Training Center in Provo, Utah, every year. A training stint can range from 2.5 to 9 weeks. These missionaries have been studying the Finnish language for a week, but they're already able to muddle through singing a religious song in the language.
Minun tarkoitukseni on kutsua muita tulemaan.
They repeat their purpose in Finnish over and over. That's what they call it, their purpose. Inviting others to come to Christ, to receive the restored gospel, and to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. It's a memorization technique, and it's reminding them of their motivation, because Latter-day Saints missionaries don't have any choice in where they go.
I know that through trials, God has made us stronger.
You know how to say, I know.
Tiedän, että.
Yo, hyvä, hyvä.
Tiedän, että.
This is Elena Lorentzen, age 19.
Have you traveled outside of the U.S. before this?
If Mexico cruise counts, then yes.
So this is going to be a big leap across the ocean.
The church has grown from just 6 members when it was founded in 1830 to now, 16 million members around the world.
Patrick Mason is a professor of Mormon history and culture at Utah State University. He says that a missionary's commitment to learn another language comes from a core Mormon belief that God wants people to hear the gospel in their own language. The church currently teaches 57 languages, and many missionaries become fluent in their target language.
Traditionally, when a missionary goes out, they give a farewell address in their home church before they leave. And then as soon as they come back, usually the Sunday after they return, they give a homecoming address. And over and over and over again, the ones who come back, they'll be giving this talk. And at some point in the talk, they'll pause and they'll say, I forget how to say that in English.
The key to Mormons' language learning success may be a combination of immersion, motivation, and their relative youth.
Remember, these are teenagers, essentially, who've just come out of high school.
Tanya Moilanen is directing a documentary film about Latter-day Saints missionaries who go to Finland. She says that missionaries face high expectations.
One of the girls that we're following, she's really struggling because she wants to help the Finnish people so much. And she feels so limited by her inability to speak Finnish fluently that she cries herself to sleep at night, praying to God that he would give her the tools to speak Finnish fluently.
Elena Lorentzen, the missionary who had only been abroad on a cruise, is now in Finland on her mission. And she's excited about learning a famously difficult language. The bigger challenge will be using her newly acquired Finnish to try and convert the increasingly secular Finns. For Here and Now, I'm Kavita Pillay.